from the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from the King Cum Inlet, British Columbia, Garrett T. Willie. Singer, songwriter, he has just released his debut album, Same Pain, new Indigenous rock from north of the border. Garrett will be stopping by in our spotlight to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And we're going to start the show with Garrett. New music, here is Make You Mine Tonight. Gary T. Willie in 25 minutes in our spotlight. All right, here we go. Technicolor Fabrics. I'm Larry K. We are Indigenous in Music.
Caen por mis entrañas, explotan como tigres. Chest under the ground. Forget the treaties when money's round. Dig up the bones and rape the land. This is more than we can stand. We will not be idle anymore. We will not be idle. Time has come to make things right. We won't go away, not without a fight. Some people say it's time to let it go, but this is our land.
Music from Murray Porter, No More. That's off his stand-up album. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show at all, you can always find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365.
Move on, man. Time to go. Somebody coming down the road. A wind howling like never before. Change your calling. They want it all. X the soul. X the soul. Fear is high. Lies are gold. Human gather and X the soul. Light a fire in your heart. Walk away, man. Your knees, if you want to please the king of thieves. Understand, you don't give a damn. Get up off the floor, you don't have to do that anymore. The wind is howling like never before. We'll be right back.
walk away, man. Everybody knows the wrecks in the slums. Run before you get old, before you get sold, before you control. Everybody knows the wrecks in the slums. Run before you get old, before you get sold, before you control.
Tito and Tarantula.
Run
from Mexico. They hang out in L.A. All right, let's head over to Nashville. Crystal Shawanda. Rump Shaking It. I'm Larry Kay. We are indigenous in music.
Loose. sé que el deseo en cadenas. Cuando el cuerpo no espera lo que llaman amor, más se pide y se vive. Canción animal, canción animal. Que mires mejor. Cuando el cuerpo no espera lo que llaman amor, más se pide y se vive. Canción animal, canción animal.
Music from Soda Stereo from Argentina. All right, let's head up to the Navajo Nation. Here's Hatatli, Midnight Soldier. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Yeah. stomping grounds are no longer shining. You look to grace and hear her whining.
That's Atafli from the Navajo Nation. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and take a look at all the pictures we brought with us from our event we had in Hollywood, California at the Whiskey Go-Go. That was last Thursday. We had B-side players, Sean Michael Perry, The Bloodshots, One Way Sky, Feathers and Arrows, Icy Whisper, and Bigfoot, all on stage. Seven indigenous bands. We loved it. Come on over, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and take a look at all the pictures we brought. And that was last week at the Whiskey Go-Go. We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break. And when we return, our guest will be in the spotlight, Garrett T. Willie. We'll be right back.
We've come to the crossroad and I can't tell.
We've got your indigenous rock and roll. We've got your indigenous rock and roll. Right here at Indigenous and Music.
You can help keep Indigenous and Music and Arts in great shape by simply donating a vehicle you don't use anymore. Regain space and feel good knowing you're helping Indigenous and Music and Arts and its mission. To learn more about donating a vehicle and how to schedule your free pickup, visit us at indigenousandmusic.com and click on Make a Donation.
Indigenous in music. We are indigenous in music. America's best indigenous tunes start right here. We are indigenous in music. From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from King Kong Inlet, British Columbia, Garrett T. Willie. Singer, songwriter, he has just released his debut album entitled Same Pain, a nice spanking twist to Indigenous rock and roll. I've been jamming all day. You're going to love these tunes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Garrett T. Willie. Hi, Garrett. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. A little chilly down here in Florida, Sarasota. Usually it's ranking hot down here. What's the weather like up there?
Oh, you know, pretty cold out.
Always, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Here we only get sunny for maybe a couple of weeks a year.
Oh, man. Well, at least you get sunlight, right?
Yeah.
Well, great to have you on the show. I've been jamming all morning. I like all the songs.
Yeah.
Nice to have you on the show. It's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, Same Pain. So go ahead and hit the stage, Garrett.
Yeah, sure. Well, I grew up in a place called Alert Bay, BC, off the northern tip of Vancouver Island. And just ever since I can remember, I was always surrounded by this this sort of music that always got everybody up and dancing, you know, and people were having a good time. And, you know, they can have a really good time to it, and they can sing to it as well and ask for forgiveness in church on Sunday, you know, that kind of music. But, yeah, I kind of grew up hearing that, and then I got a little bit older, and I really wanted to play the guitar, you know, and I seen this video. I think it was AC/DC Live with Donnie in 1991.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, seeing Angus play and the way he did things and running around, and Brian Johnson screaming around, singing harder than I ever heard anybody sing, you know, I kind of knew that's what I wanted to do. And my dad got me my first guitar when I was about 8 years old or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, the rest is history.
How old were you when you had your first performance?
My first performance, I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Open
nice.
Music fest. Yeah, I opened Music Fest in Alert Bay. I played two AC/DC songs. I think it was Shoot the Thrill and Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Right on.
Played two of them and opened up, you know, got this little band together. Yeah, I wasn't even, I just wanted to get up and play. I wasn't even worried about being paid at the time, you know.
Yeah. Get on stage.
To get to play it. I got paid $50 for the whole thing, so I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah. Who taught you how to sing? Yeah. You sure know how to sing.
Nobody taught me. Just through trial and error, just listening to a lot of, you know, I mean, a lot of, like Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters. I couldn't quite sing like Muddy Waters, but yeah, a lot of Howlin' Wolf was a big inspiration. Brian Johnson, you know, just the way that he would sing.
Sure.
Yeah, just that's kind of how where my singing came from. A lot of trial and error and getting the strengthening up the vocal cords, you know.
Let's talk about the new album. How long did this take to produce?
Yeah, so the new album is it started, I think, about a year ago, or maybe a year and a little bit ago. I started co-writing with a guy named Parker Bosley. And the whole thing kind of came together in a period of about 6 months.
Nice.
And somewhere around there, yeah, we would get together and write. And, you know, I was living pretty hard at the time. So, you know, we'd get together and write. And then I'd go home for a week or a couple of weeks. And then I'd come back and write again. And usually in that time being home, I'd be doing something I shouldn't have been doing and come up with a new story or new stories to back to write with Parker. The next time asked me, well, what have you been up to? Tell him, well, let's write about that. That's pretty fresh.
You know, brand new story. So you're writing a new song every weekend then, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
Do you have any guests on this project, or do you sing alone?
It's just all myself, Parker, and Flavio Cirillo is on drums, Parker's on bass.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the rest.
Good job, good job.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you got planned up for us coming up next year? You going to be touring?
Yeah, we're planning a tour next year. We're planning the tour of the UK next year. And we're hoping to get down into the States a little bit more. We'll definitely be touring Canada again, doing probably the usual circuit across to Toronto and probably back. And
right.
Things like that, yeah.
Well, nobody knows your age. You're a young man, 23 years old. I'm going to have to congratulate you. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Any advice for new musicians who are thinking about getting into the scene?
Any advice?
Yeah. Anything you can shell out for them?
Yeah, learn the lesson the first time.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I got.
I like it. Garrett, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way to get in touch with me is you go to Garrett with two T's, GarrettWilly.com, and all my info's on there.
Right on. We can write to you. Today we're speaking with Garrett T. Willie. His new album is out, Same Pain. He is currently featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about him at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Garrett, thank you for showing up tonight. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, keep me posted, too. Any new developments, we'll sure spread the word for you.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Yeah. We're going to play his current release. Here is Love Hangover. That was music from Garrett T. Willie, and that was Love Hangover off his new album, Same Pain. In case you're just tuning in, Garrett was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Wide and bright, unafraid to shine his light. His song is soothing me. Every time I hear it play, it was on a day like today. All I want in my way, yeah, yeah. Can't help but feel it in my bones, and it just won't leave me alone. Something familiar yet young, I just can't get it off my tongue. Kind of excited to see, I just don't know what it will be. 'Cause on a day like today, all I want in my way, yeah, yeah. And I want you to be mine, mine, oh mine. So you can keep me in line, keep me in line, baby. And I want you to be mine, mine, oh mine. All I want is my way. There goes the sunset, the darkness has come. I wanna love you till my days are done. Give me a reason to keep going on. Hey, you're gonna love me, 'cause that's all I want. You know you're fooling me, you know exactly what to say. 'Cause on a day like today, all I want is my way, yeah, yeah. Around. We're like diamonds, diamonds, diamonds made from the sun. We're like diamonds, diamonds, diamonds made from the sun. We're like diamonds.
everybody chill for a minute now. Hey, everybody stop and look around.
That's Adrian Sutherland. Diamonds. All right, here's a band that performed for us last week at our festival. One Way Sky, this is Indian Route 15. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. One Way Sky, Indian Route 15. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. We got another hour left. Take us with you. We're on the go. Find us on Amazon Audible and let the fun begin. It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. We'll be right back.
Are you an Indigenous artist with a passion for showcasing your work? Well, Indigenous in Music and Arts presents a call to artists. We're looking for artists like you to be part of our online virtual gallery. Share your creativity with a global audience. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and download your application today.
All right, it's time to head down to Brazil. This is Joda Quest, waiting for you.
Hope you're enjoying today's show and our guest, Garrett T. Willie. New rock and roll from north of the border. Now that's what I'm talking about. Hey, you can always find us on our music page at indigenousandmusic.com. I'm Larry K.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.